Hey, welcome back. It's 2:05 on a Friday, and it's hot, and it's summer, and we are all ready to kick it. We are here live in the radio studios and test kitchens of radio station KVOI, AM 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk, where the local news is the local talk and the local talk is the local news. And in the last hour of the week, every single week, we join together and welcome you all back to our table. We pour you a cup of coffee. We sit down. We chill out together. Because the kitchen is the heart of the home. This is the heart of the work that we do here. This is Spirit's Kitchen, part of the work we do each and every single day, all throughout the week, when we invite the most interesting and influential newsmakers, style makers, taste makers, lawmakers, movers, shakers, healers, foodies, friends, mystics, and artists. We save the seat at the head of the table for our guest of honor. That's you. 520-790-2040 is the number you can join us in the studios with me, my dear friend and healing angel, Michelle Cardenas from Brightway Wellness. She is a Reiki master. She's a certified Reiki master. She's a member of the volunteer board of healers at the International BioTouch Foundation, which is located and headquartered right here in Tucson, Arizona, where, let's just wrap it all up one more time, we've got 4,000 years of continuous cultivation of food, which means we have 4,000 years of cultivating conviviality. We come together to grow food, to cook food, to make food, to share food. We've been doing this for 4,000 years because this is the kind of place that is healing and nourishing and nurturing, and it is the kind of place where the kinds of energy that help us heal can be found. This is one of the most healing, restorative places on the planet, and our good friend Michelle Cardenas helps us make sense of how to live swimming in this wonderful soup of a swirling energy. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jennifer.
So you got to meet the guest we're going to talk with a little later on.
I did.
And we're going to tell our good friend, Rian Maldonado, who is here with us as well. She is the proprietor of the brand newly named and opened Shy Moon Center, doing Reiki and energy healing for moms, dads, and new parents. And we're thrilled that she is finding her place in this world of healing. And in the next week, as she opens her doors and welcomes guests, she is doing so with an extraordinary, generous gift that she is going to share. It's Reiki for new moms and potential moms, and it's prenatal, postnatal. I love that concept. And
thank
it is
you.
Being scooped, discussed. This is we have the scoop on this. Nobody knows about this yet. Everybody's now going to know about it, and we're sharing it with the world.
Yep, you're the first to know.
I love this.
Yeah.
And so you too are a Reiki healer, but you're also you're a mystic. You've got your tarot cards in your hand, and you and I and Michelle and our friends come together every Friday to hang out in the kitchen and talk about the realm of energy healing and the energy healing arts.
Yes, we do.
So how do we make sense of things when you have such a vast topic that many people are still kind of like, oh, that's woo-woo. How do we get rid of woo-woo?
Well,
how do we define it first?
Well, I know that we have talked about the word woo-woo before, and sometimes, you know, I know you don't like the word, and I get it, but I think it helps soften it for the people who don't know what we're doing. It kind of just eases their mind a little bit. But when you said a minute ago, how do we make sense of what's going on? That's what I use tarot for. When things don't make sense, or I have feelings I don't get, or I'm having trouble making a decision, I turn to the cards because I know it's my inner truth. It's that energy, God, source, whatever you want to call it. It's the truth for me coming through in pictures.
Right.
That can then help me make sense of my situation. So when I'm feeling, like Michelle was saying, you know, kind of fuzzy, off balance, mm-hmm. all of that. And sometimes I'm like, what the heck?
Because that doesn't happen. You don't live in a state of constant and perpetual off balance and dizziness. I mean, this is anomalous. And this is happening in a sort of macro way in people all over the region and the world. There are a lot of people that are feeling this and having this disquiet moment. And it's not disquiet like in a, I should be afraid mode. It's just like, I recognize this isn't the usual normal. And it's because everyone suspects with different varying definitions, that we're shifting. Right. We're having big sort of macro shifting right now.
And you need tools to help you make sense of it. And I think tarot, Reiki, pendulums, whatever it is you find that helps you connect with what's going on or make sense of what's going on or why you feel the way you do, you need those tools.
And I want to ask Michelle, when she says that, it's not you're connecting with something outside yourself. These are tools that help you connect within
yourself. What's going on within you.
And I want to make sure we make that connection for people. We're not asking you to go visit someone and just take someone else's word for it. This is about taking your own word for it.
It helps you connect with your innermost truth and what is true to your soul and how you should proceed in your day because of what makes most sense and resonates for you. Mm-hmm. It's not about anybody outside of you.
We have an expert in her own right and in her own realm that literally is an angel who dropped out of the sky and into my lap less than a week ago.
She's amazing.
And she's extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. And she is in her own realm and own right, a practitioner through a family legacy of gifts that she has just come into her self of owning and honoring and generously sharing. She was in Tucson, Arizona last week as part of an extraordinary tour that she's been on, sharing messages of empowerment with women for whom the need to reconnect and reclaim and resist are part of the journey of perseverance and self-discovery. We are thrilled to welcome Jehan Watson from Los Angeles to the show today. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much for having me today.
Welcome to Spirit's Kitchen.
Thank you. What an introduction. Thank you. And it's pretty spot on.
How do I describe what you do and how you do what you do in service to the people you meet and connect with? Because your story is a fascinating one.
Well, it started, I'd have to say, when I moved here to Los Angeles. Something was drawing me here. I was a flight attendant for 15 years, and that's what, in fact, brought me here to Hollywood. And I was in search of something, so I went on meetup.com, and it's funny, as I told you last week, I went through my history and all of the groups I was trying to join, and it was all about metaphysical. So I stopped being a flight attendant, and I started my own business. I was a handbag designer, and I started staging homes, but that was not fulfilling my need to connect. So in the midst of all of that, I started moonlighting for Uber. I was doing it when I was a flight attendant on my days off, and I like to say that it was my Amazon cart money. And young men and women and older men and women would get in my car and just start spilling their guts. And oftentimes, every time I drove, at least one person a day would be getting out of my car crying and hugging me. And I found it very odd. So I also do stand-up and voiceovers. So I like to say that my Prius is the aircraft and my car seat is just the jump seat, right, for flight attendants. And so it's essentially the same thing. And I started seeing ghosts and I started hearing voices. And I decided to do something about it. So I joined some psychic circle, and I found out I did have a gift. And I am a native Tucsonan-ish. I grew up on 5th and Pantano, and I came back in my 20s before I became a flight attendant and cared for my mom before she passed away, like the Craycroft Grant area. And it's funny what you find out about people and their death, because as I started tapping more into these gifts, I'm like, Mama was a witch. And she just didn't tell anybody, but I get it. You know, Black people take it to Jesus, and, you know, Christianity is
one of those things, you know, and I'm not trying to offend anybody because I still do go to church and I still believe in God, but I also had to do something about this gift. But, you know, it was something that's not, I can say, in the African-American community, that's not very, it wasn't, because more and more now, African-American women are going back towards African spirituality. So you talk about being right on time. So when I'm tapping into these gifts and tapping back into our ancestry, more and more of these gifts are becoming prevalent. And God, the angels, Allah, whoever you want to call him, her, or they, whatever you connect with, as Michelle was saying earlier, it's not outside ourselves. It's just being still and getting in a meditative state and asking God for an ear to hear. And everything that you seek, I know it sounds trite but true, but everything you seek is seeking you. And everything that we're seeking outside of us, God made us in his likeness. So everything that we need really and truly is inside of us. So, it started, like Michelle, taking some Reiki classes. Kundalini Reiki is my favorite. And then I got certified in intuitive healing. And the rest, as they say, is history.
I want to ask you a question about some of the things that you were talking to me about last week, because they resonated powerfully for me as something I wanted to share with a broader audience. You had come to town and you had done a really wonderful seminar that had an empowering intention for rebooting and reclaiming the confidence that so many of us lose over time through really no fault of anybody's, because modern life kind of squeezes it out of us and you don't want to end up like an empty tube of toothpaste.
Sure.
But there's something bigger. First of all, talk about the event that you came and did and how that was the sort of jumping off point for sharing the power message that you shared with Michelle and I when we met.
So a good friend of mine, Amy Rusk, who works for the Pima County Library System, got me in touch so that I could become a library vendor and or a library presenter. So last week was the finale of a series of 6 workshops that I did here within the last 2 months. And the first one was how to reclaim your magic when black girl magic isn't enough. I did that, I think, at Martha Cooper. And then the next one was who wants to take a solo trip? It's Travel Safety 101. And then the last one where I met you was at the Dunbar Cultural Center, and that was Revolt, Resist, Restore, How to Reclaim Your Self-Esteem and Confidence, basically in a society like you indicated just a little while ago, when in this current climate and when you have all of these external forces, how do you get out of bed every day? And it was really powerful. It was standing room only. I was so pleasantly overwhelmed. And I always like to say, I don't like to do death by PowerPoint. So I prayed. I grounded the space before I came. And my spirit said, chuck the PowerPoint. We're going to play some games, because probably 99%, if not 100% of the women who will attend do not give ourselves permission to play. So for the next 90 minutes, we asked some questions, and we got deep about one of the questions was, what would you do if you had $10,000? That you could not re-gift, and it had to be a gift that kept on giving. Do you know 75% of the women in that room said, I would purchase something for my child, my husband, fill in the blank? 75% of the women in that room said they would do something with this money, free of charge, granted to you, no strings attached.
For someone else.
4 women in that room, for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So that speaks volumes.
Well, there's three mums in this room. We're all kind of nodding like, yeah, that sounds right.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
And three out of four people.
I pay off my kids' student loans. I pay off my son's car. I buy my daughter fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly what this exercise was supposed to show, how we're not sowing into ourselves. Where along the line did we lose sowing back into ourselves? Because I don't have children and I'm not married, but I oftentimes say, I'm standing across the street so I can see what you can't see. You're in the picture so you can't see the frame. And I always say, like I said to you, Jennifer, if you don't have anything to give to yourself, what are you going to give to your babies?
Mm-hmm. Put your mask on first.
Put your mask on first. Absolutely.
And you want to know something? We're here in the studio, and this show is kind of like, in some ways, a gift for my friend Rianne, because she's starting a new business. She's yes. a beautiful mother. She's an yes. incredible healer. And she comes here very generously every week and spends time in service to the people who need to hear what she has to say. And today is about giving her some gifts. And one of the things that today is about for, I think, both Michelle and I in this friendship, in this partnership on this show, yes. is to say to her, please appreciate how much I respect the fact that you know how to put your own mask on first, and you inspire me because you do so much for so many people, but you're one of those people you take care of when you're taking care of things. And I learn from you. And I know you're saying...
I'm confused.
You put your own mask on first.
Do I? I don't know.
Well, you've got five kids, so, I mean... Yeah. You're like, is there even time for a mask? You're like, yeah. you're not even like, realizing. Yeah. You're like running
this
down...
This is the first time I wear makeup all week. I might have showered twice. So I really... you know.
But it's true.
But that's something we... I think all of us as people in the healing arts... Well, and those that are not in the healing arts, we forget to take care of ourselves. And like Jehan said, you know, our first instinct is to take care of others, but we really can't take care of others until we take care of ourselves first.
Michelle walked in today and I said, I need Reiki.
Like, and I not said, self-Reiki. I need someone to do Reiki for me.
Yeah, but that's your self-preservation kicking in, saying, I know what to do for myself.
Yeah, I just need the opportunity.
And the Reiki master.
Give me 10 more minutes. I just need 10 more minutes. We are going to take our very first break. Our guest on the phone from Los Angeles is Jehan Watson. She is a healer. She's here joining us on Spirit's Kitchen. 520-790-2040 is our number. We'd love to have you join us as well. Rianne Maldonado from Shy Moon Center is here, as well as Michelle Cardenas from Brightway Wellness. We'll be back with more right after this.
Oh my God, I love his commercial. I love him. He's got such a great spirit about him. Like every time I'm with him, I want to smile. Just the sound of the spoons makes me smile.
You know what's great? His and you've actually acquired two of his spoons.
I have. I love his spoons.
He does them
they're
all by
beautiful.
They're not just spoons. They're magic wands for food.
They are.
I need
totally
a magic
are.
Wand for food.
Oh, you God. Totally do.
It's amazing.
I do.
It's, you know, you think, oh, a wooden spoon. I can go beautiful. To the dollar store mm-hmm. and I can get a bamboo.
I saw
no,
hers.
No.
And, you know, it's kind of like the wand picks you. Well, yep. the spoon picked me. Mm-hmm. Because I was looking at all these beautiful spoons. I'm like, oh, my God, that's so pretty. It's like works of art. They're works of art. And then... Lucy, Bruce's wife, said, no, you need to get one that you're actually going to use. I'm like, okay. And I just reached over and grabbed it.
Take me
and
there.
That was the one.
And it looks like it's made out of a wood from Hawaii, which it's not.
It does.
But it does.
Almost looks like koa. It's really beautiful.
Take me there and let one choose me.
Yes.
Yeah, you need to. Okay. So these are magic wands for food.
Okay. I need one.
Yeah.
I need a couple.
I know.
And they're durable and they feel good. And I know it was made with love. So when I'm cooking with love. Bruce and Lucy's love as well as mine.
I know.
Yeah, it's great.
I need one Welcome. For the Shy Moon Center.
I know the Shy Moon yes. Center.
I
know. We should actually have a couple.
Spoon.
You need to, you should sell them there because.
Oh, that's
can you imagine
a great
if you
idea.
Were stirring your baby's food, baby's first food, right?
With
if
one
you
were just beautiful
right?
spoons. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Food lovers would do something like that.
We could put some spoons on display in the Scheinman Center.
He has some beautiful little spoons. They call them spice spoons, but they would make perfect
baby gifts.
Baby spoons.
Oh my gosh. Please, let's make that work.
I'll do whatever I can to make that happen. Jahan Watson is a new friend to us, but I hasten to say I suspect she's a very old friend.
Right. Sure.
Jahan is calling
this
in.
This is
from,
not our first time around.
Mm-mm-mm. So I was trying to explain with Michelle to Rianne how we met and how it was that you came so powerfully and impactfully into my life. And the kind of way that you shared your gift with me.
It sounds like you took some charge with Miss Jennifer over here. I'm so glad to hear that. I think Michelle and I are a little meek and mild. And we just offer suggestions, but it sounds like you got the job done.
And then Michelle said that she has a very, and when she shares messages of love, she shares them with a very gentle delivery. But the way she said it, I heard it was a very gentle belligerence.
Maybe she just, and you heard belligerence.
And so what I realized is I love that idea of gentle belligerence. Like the but it's true that the universe actually has, it starts out with gentle belligerence and then it gets increasingly
less. Well, what's interesting is that the information that Jahan was giving you was the same information that I have said gently and what Rianne has told you gently, but the universe brought you Jahan because Jahan is like a go get him kind of girl. And she's like, this is what you
and
need.
Gentle wasn't
right
working.
Gentle wasn't working.
We were leading
Jennifer to the water and you just pushed her in.
We were making kind suggestions.
Sink or swim, sister.
That's
you
right,
know,
girl.
I've never been told that I was shy, and it's a gift, and depending on how you look at it, or a curse.
I think it's your asset.
Straight no chaser.
It's your asset.
Straight no chaser.
It's good.
You're so funny. Let's talk about the fact that what our experience was is a very good example of the lesson that we want to talk about today, which is when you are in a moment in life, regardless of what's going on, if you are resisting and reacting, you're not surrendering. And when you surrender is the only time, it seems, that what could happen.
You allow the universe to work in your favor, in your life.
And that's happening all the time.
But you're blocking it when you're holding on to what you think.
You got
to
get out of your own way.
You do, because you don't know what's best for you. Inside of you knows what's best for you, but the outside of you doesn't know what's best for you. So you have to stop thinking you know what's best for you and let it happen.
And if you're a smart aleck, it gets even worse. Because if you're a smart aleck, you think, I got this.
Oh, and then the universe
says,
and
you're stepping on the hose, as they like to say.
Oh, that's good.
So water's
that's
coming
a good
out.
Analogy.
But, you could be getting so much more and getting fuller faster and watering your lawn in an eighth of the time, but you're stepping on the hose.
I love that. Can I steal that? Can I borrow that?
Of course.
All right.
Ain't nothing new under the sun, sister. You take it.
When we talk about this, it might be an example that includes an experience that we shared together. And you guys can, you know, sort of point at me and we can all have a chuckle about this and you know, what I experience or what you experience. But this is an example of what one would imagine. I'm everybody, right? You're anybody. This is not uncommon to the world. This is common to the world. What's happening to any one of us is happening to every one of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So there's always in the narrative, in the fact pattern that may change, core principles, and our fact pattern gives us a chance to tell the story, you know, in a narrative way, and explain a big idea with a sort of understandable concept at its core. Michelle smiling.
I'm going to stop you there, sis, because I just fell asleep. No one understands.
She tells it like it is. I'm telling you. She's awesome. Go.
Listen, all of that, okay. But for the layperson, what this boils down to is four things. This is our subconscious and our conscious. Our conscious is our ego. Mm-hmm. We make things harder than they need to be. If Amen. You say, I want a new car, the universe immediately goes to get what you want, which is this new car, because you are tapping into your riches from the Father, Goddess, God, whichever one you want to call him, her, or they. It's only when you're like, wait, hold on, my Wells Fargo isn't looking that cute, then you stop the gift coming to you. And so that car drives down the street and goes to somebody else, or it's parked waiting for you to get your act together. And then the other two things, it's fear and love. Fear and love, that's it. I'm fearful that I don't have enough money and that God will not supply my needs, but I know who I am at my core is love. So there's this push-pull, push-pull. We mm-hmm. have not because we don't want, because we do not fully believe that we deserve whatever it is that we want. Mm-hmm. It's really just that simple. Mm-hmm. And I shared with Michelle and I shared with Jennifer, and for your listeners, geniuses take notes. So grab a pen and paper. It's Dr. Joseph Murray is who I'm reading right now. Murphy. And it's the Power of the Subconscious. As my mother used to say, this book is older than black pepper. But when I tell you, it's right on time. I was on the internet looking for something else, so I thought, and this book came into my purview. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Mm-hmm. And can I tell you, when I sent that book to you ladies, I have been doing nothing but devouring it and mm-hmm. taking notes and going to bed with it, because I know I'm not the only one here on this phone or listening who falls asleep with their iPad or computer in the bed watching, you know, whatever Netflix show. And that's us running away from ourselves because we don't want to get quiet and get still. I want the new car, but I don't want to do what it takes to get the new car, right? Mm-hmm. Which is being still and listening, because I might hear some things that I don't want, which is tapping into myself and getting to the point where, why is it that you don't have the new pair of shoes, the new car, the money for the new, you know, college program, whatever it is that you desire, because I don't want to get still with that. No, I'd rather watch Netflix. I just want it to come to pass, but I don't want to look at the shadow self.
And why is it that the circumstance keeps saying no?
Sometimes we're afraid of success. Sometimes we're afraid to, like Jehan is saying, sometimes we're afraid to go within and be quiet and hear what we really, really want. And when she was talking about the new car, it made me think of something. So you know that we've been searching for an office space for a while, but I have been learning and growing so much in the last couple of years, doing a lot of what Jehan is saying. So earlier this year, I was writing down my affirmations, my manifestations, all the things I wanted to get. And what I made a point of saying in my booklet was, I want the perfect work space for me. I did not tell the universe what I thought was perfect, like what kind of car I want, what place mm-hmm. I want, whatever. I just said, I need the perfect space for me. The universe delivered. You've seen my new space.
It's perfect.
It has
for
a space
you.
For each it's thing beautiful. I need to do. Well, if mm-hmm. I would have put my ideas out there of what I thought was perfect, I wouldn't have gotten this one. I would have gotten something else, or I wouldn't have found one. Mm-hmm. We have to get out of our own way. And trust, Ooh. Like Jehan said, trust that everything we want and need is there. We just have to let it happen.
And you made a beautiful point when you said, I say that all the time, we're not afraid of failure. We're mm-hmm. afraid of success. Mm-hmm. Because yeah. I said, I want, you know, my client roster booked up to, you know, there's a waiting list. But what would that entail? That would
right.
entail
it's scary.
Me... Yeah, that would mean I would have to get up off my duff and actually do the work and put in the time, because then the shadow and the ego self comes in. I'm counseling these people. I'm life coaching these people.
It's a responsibility.
I don't have my stuff together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, Jehan, it's so funny you say that. The other night I formed my first meetup group and my husband called me. He's traveling out of town. He goes, do you know how many people have joined your group? He's like, 62 people. And I was like, what? Oh my God, now what do I do? So,
right.
Yes, you are afraid of the success, but you've got to just go and let it happen. Mm-hmm. Embrace it.
You are doing nobody any favors by playing small. And
no.
It's too long of a quote, but look up the quote with Nelson Mandela. But I was also, I heard a clip the other day. Tyler Perry got a humanitarian award at the BET Awards. And I caught, basically what he said was, your gift is tied to someone's destiny. And when he said that, my heart leapt. So when you're playing small, you are literally allowing someone else to suffer. And when he put it in those words, wow, every day that I don't step into my greatness, somebody out there is suffering. And I've heard it before, but it was nice to get the reminder. Someone's destiny is tied to your gift. Muhammad Ali said, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. How are you going to pay your rent today, this hour, this minute? That's the question you need to ask yourself every time you take a breath, because every day is January 1st. Every moment is January 1st. We have the opportunity to pivot in every moment. If you said something ill to your brother, you know, Ho'oponopono, Dr. Hugh Lynn says, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. We have the opportunity to atone in that very moment.
You ready for this?
This ain't hard.
You ready for this? You ready What's for that? This? I have a present for you. Okay. Listen to this. Jehan.
Pretty cool, huh?
It's beautiful. Can I tell you that? Thank you to the both of you. For allowing us to connect in this lifetime, because I told you we were soul sisters from many, many moons and lifetimes ago. So this is so beautiful. Look at that. Like, that's kismet. See? See how God shows up for us when we allow and surrender?
And that was Michelle's mother.
That was my mom.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm not surprised. And thank you. And that's beautiful. Are you kidding me? We're right where we're supposed to be.
How often is that person in the quote, which Muhammad Ali and the others were referring to, is ourself?
Every day I go out of my house, I say, God, move me, use me. How many people can I serve? Every single day, how can I serve? Because that's what this is about. I don't know. One of the internet gurus said, I think it might have been Earl Nightingale, you can have everything and you want in life, as long as you help others get what they want in life. And I'm paraphrasing there, but you can have everything as long as you help enough other people get what they want and need out of life. We are not an island. Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. And this room is bountiful. Every day you should wake up and tap into the gift. Universe, God, Allah, again, whoever it is, shoelace, can of corn, whatever you want to call him, her, or they. I want to tap into my gifts. What do you have? Blue sky delights in delighting me.
Jennifer,
what are my gifts today?
I apologize. When you were saying how many times is that actually us, ourselves, that we need to work on, and I think that it goes back to what you guys were talking about earlier with we can't give if we don't take care of ourselves. Put your mask on first. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, like with Reiki, the first thing you learn, level one Reiki, is all about treating yourself, because you can't go out and treat others if you don't take care of yourself. And then for me with my tarot, you know, I used tarot to help me through a crisis. And once I got through that, mastered that, learned more, then I was able to go on to help other people with it. So I think our helping ourselves is critical, and that comes first with these gifts.
We're going to take a very quick break. This is Spirit's Kitchen on Around the Table, Around the Spirit's Kitchen Table today, here with Rianne Maldonado from Shy Moon Center, Michelle Cardenas from Brightway Wellness, and Jehan Watson phoning in from her Angels Lair in Los Angeles, from the City of Angels. It's just apropos. I'm
That's
just struck by that
right.
idea. AM 1030, The Voice, trusted local news and talk. We'll be right back.
Spiritual gurus.
2:47 p.m. and this is Around the Table. Every Friday in the second hour of the show, we turn our attention to Spirit's Kitchen. And in our kitchen today, around our kitchen table, we've got the tarot cards. We've got the cards out. And in this break, we've had the most intense, wonderful powerful experience. And on the phone with us is Jahan Watson from the City of Angels, our very own Angel. Jahan, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, so we weren't going to necessarily do this on the air, but we have to because this isn't about me or for me. This is how do we be in service?
Okay, you want me to talk about the cards?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
so we did some cards.
We did.
Because this is what you do in the kitchen. Because if you grew up in these traditions and, you know.
Or you
this
didn't.
Is what you did around the table.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
All right. So this was like one of, I'm pretty sure this is one of the most fascinating readings I have ever experienced. And it's not humongous, but it's crazy.
Powerful.
Powerful, yes. So we got the Five of Cups, and the imagery there is a person. We don't see their face. They're obviously, their back is turned, and they're obviously full of regret. They're staring down at the three spilled cups, and they're not noticing the two full ones right behind them. Next to that, we got the Three of Wands and the Two of Wands. And if you think about it, 2 + 3 = 5. I think this is significant here. Wands, all about fire, spark, creativity, passion, ideas that we have. The two and the three, you're taking those ideas out into the world. Well, so the way I'm interpreting this reading is right now, maybe a lot of people have their back turned to their blessings. Focusing on what you don't have, a lot of what, like Jahan was talking about, focusing on what you don't have, or you're internalizing everything and hiding from it. You're not turning around and looking at your blessings.
If you're going to look at a whole deck.
Yeah.
And all the cards that could represent resistance, you know, that I'm in my own way. Is this one of those cards that might say I'm in my own way?
Yeah. This card is
I'm not here helping myself.
No,
I don't even
want to see the good. Yeah. I know there's good, but I'm going to be in a pity party, not look at it. And I'm going to focus on everything that's crappy in my life. And I don't even want to look at the good stuff. But the way these are laid out and in the order in which they're laid out, it's so simple to see. I mean, I know you two can see it. All this person needs to do is turn around and look at the blessings, and then all of these amazing things are going to unfold. Life will unfold. The ideas, the passions, everything you want is right there in your hand. He's holding the world in his hand, but his back is turned.
So how do you get there? Jahan, how do you get there?
No, you turn around. Look at your blessings. Look at what you have right now today. Without looking at your blessings, sorry, Jahan,
without looking at what
you already have, girl, you will not get more. The universe will not give you more if you don't love what you already have.
Oh, I love that idea.
Mm. Wait a minute. Are you saying you pulled that card for me, or are you just saying?
Oh, in general. No. I was just saying in line with what you were saying. Like, I'm imagining when you were saying laying in bed watching Netflix, tuning out to your real wants and desires. This card is so like that for people in general.
But you know, Jahan, when we were in break just now, we did this.
Yeah.
So it is. It is for us.
It's for all of us.
It's for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Focus on your blessings so that you can get more.
Blessings.
There's a quote that I read recently that I think resonates with this reading, and it said, if you keep rereading the last chapter of your life, you cannot move into the next chapter of your life.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's it right there. Yep. You're rereading the old chapter. That
you
got to
turn around,
close that book.
Look at the new chapter.
Yes.
It's
read
filled
a new
with
dang
blessings.
Book.
So if in that first card, there are three spilled cups and two full cups, and in the next two cards, you have three wands
and a two.
Look at it that way.
Yeah.
Do spilled cups always mean the same thing?
No. No, it could, you know, in a completely different reading, something else if we weren't talking about, it could just be, you know, like, okay, I'm going to mourn this for a little while, but then I know I've got something to fall back on, and I'm just going to take time to mourn it. It doesn't always have to be what we're talking about today, but in this reading, I know that that's what that's meaning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jahan Watson is here, and she is, can I call you a coach? I mean, what are the terms I can use to describe how people can reach you and go to your website and learn more about how you serve?
I call myself, and I'm trademarking it. I'm in the process of doing that now. I'm an unlife coach.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
We take the uns out of life, like
unworthy
but it is coaching. Yes, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfulfilled.
Oh, I love it.
All of the things that you hide from. So, unlife coaching, and I've partnered with some local organizations, and I'm going nationwide teaching women about travel safety.
Mm-hmm.
Because we as women, but not just getting on a plane or getting on Amtrak, this is about whether you're going to Trinidad, Trader Joe's, or the trash can. It's about how we as women show up for ourselves. Because we as women have to negotiate our space, our place in every space we enter. You know, there's this whole Me Too movement. So I discuss that. We talk about what it means to be a woman in today's world and how about we're not showing up to be volunteers for victimization. It's about getting off your phone when you're walking down the street.
And have spatial awareness.
Oh, my gosh, situational awareness. So when you go on my website, it's Safer Travel Expert, but the SAFER is an acronym, and that stands for Situational Awareness Fosters Empowerment and Responsibility.
I love that.
It's
That's
about...
Great.
Yes, how are we showing up? My mother used to always say, gosh, she's here in this room right now with us. I can feel her. I just got chills. No matter what, whether you think so or not, someone is always watching you. So when we're talking about going to the trash can, always be looking at your surroundings. When you go into a movie theater, when you're going into a restaurant, I'm a cop's kid, but also I never sit with my back to the door. I need to know when I walk into a space, where's the exit? People do not like to sit by the kitchen. I like to sit by the kitchen in a restaurant. Why?
There's an exit.
Because by fire code, if there's a fire in the kitchen, there needs to be a means of egress so the workers can get out, right? So I'm sitting by the kitchen. If some gunman, unfortunately, but that's the world we live in, if there's a fight or a fire that breaks out or some sort of catastrophe, I'm sitting by the kitchen and I'm running through the kitchen because I know that there's a door to get out of. But so those are the things that we talk about. And every Sunday I host a Safer Travel Sundays on my website. We do it via Zoom, and you call in, and it's digital. And we all just, we have a conversation. So I like to say that it's an experience. Every experience is different. And we just talk about what it means to be a woman and how you move about. I also have a course, a mini course that I started. It's on audio. That's the first step. And it's entitled How to Avoid Getting Punched in the Face in Portugal, because it happened to me when I was a flight attendant.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's about, again, situational awareness and not using that gut when I should have left the restaurant. And it happened to be a guy who was hyped up on ecstasy, I think it was. And Mama says, when you see crazy, cross the street. Well, I didn't cross the street. I challenged him. And so those are the things that we talk about. And I told Michelle, our message is in our mess.
Mm-hmm.
And don't deny anything that's going on in your life and embrace it, because, again, someone else's destiny is attached to, you know, your message.
So in the message that we got from these cards, we're at this point, and our situational awareness says we are turned around, focusing on the things in the past that have already spilled. What is the message about the coaching we need and the message we need to hear to turn us around and focus on the cups that are full and the future that lies ahead?
Jehan, you had talked the other day with us about, we can't change the past. Talk about that.
And I was going to just echo what Rianne said, which she said so beautifully and very apropos for this reading and this conversation. It's about, yes, your car broke down or something's going on, but you still have a house. And Jennifer, you and I were talking about that. Like, look at what you still be grateful for. Like I was telling you, and I won't reveal, some of the personal things we talked about, but did you get up this morning? Did you have the ability to bathe?
And do you have friends and resources?
Yeah. I live, okay, the message can be, this is very spot on, I'll make this very succinct. I live in Hollywood, right in the heart of it. So there's a beautiful, I'm right down the street from the new Netflix, from the Viacom, all of these beautiful things and all of these $4,000 a month apartments are being built literally on my block and around me, and I live next door to a brand new hotel. Well, the opposite of that, right down the street under the viaduct, is a homeless problem. And I was driving down the street the other day, and I got a text from a friend that said, Jahan, ABC News is at the end of your street talking about the homeless problem here in L.A. So we could complain about the traffic on the 405. Do you have a car to be sitting in traffic to complain about? Does your car have air conditioning? You know, Angelinos like to complain, oh, my God, so hot today. It was 95 degrees, right?
Yep. We're running out of time, baby.
I'm sorry.
We're running out of time.
We love you.
Okay.
We got 10 seconds. Tell everybody what your website
is. Thank you so much. www.jahancicely, jahancicely.com. That's where you can find me. Thank you so much, ladies, for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Brightway Wellness is located in the solar-powered building. Michelle Cardenas, thank you. And you're having a Reiki event tomorrow, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
All right, we'll get this sorted out. Listen, have a great weekend. Have a great 4th of July until we see each other again from Spirit's Kitchen. I'm going to remind you to... when you get home today, hug your kids and count your blessings. John C. Scott is up next.